Welcome to Unputting the Territory, Season 2, Clubhouse Games. The Gator Golf set's been put away, and now we're into games to decide who should be the rightful being the elite champion. This week, it's a number one contender, Flip the Cup contest. So how are you this week now?
I am flipping amazing, mate. I've been riding the high of last week's success. It's a great time to be a John Silver fan, the eternal being the elite champion. Yeah, it's happy days. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dan. I'm doing good. Yeah, it's been an interesting week, hasn't it? The Tony Khan meltdown on Twitter.
Yeah. Something about people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. It's just baffling, isn't it? You'd think with all his money and everything he's got going on, he'd have something better to do than sit on the internet and get pissy at people. But here we are.
Well, it's just funny because, you know, from the vice chairman of Fulham to Kevin Nagle, Huddersfield's chairman, has definitely been on the charm offensive this week, doing all the interviews and social media stuff and coming across extremely well. And Tony Khan's there doing Tony Khan things.
Yeah, it benefited absolutely nobody. That's the problem. It doesn't ingratiate him to anybody. It doesn't ingratiate his product to anybody. It just made him look like a pissy little bitch.
Yeah, not good. I don't know how much control he had over these episodes of Being the Elite or. Gator Golf Games, but
yeah, I can tell you exactly how much. None,
and that's why it's good. That's the best thing.
Don't tell me he comes in at some point and ruins it.
Well, we haven't seen him yet, have we? So let's hope that that continues.
Fingers crossed.
Well, I don't think his substance of choice can be found in the 19th hole. So, are you drinking, Dan?
I am indeed, mate. As I said last week, I'm making my way through that Porter's Porter I was given. It's the 4.8% chocolate porter from Timmy Taylor's, and I'm still very much enjoying it. It'll be a little while yet. I've got a good few bottles to get through, but sensible to stick on something low percentage and not mixing my styles of beer, because I've got a big day tomorrow, and I don't want to be hungover for it.
I thought you were supposed to mix your styles of beer, because I've definitely mixed my style of beer since.
Yes, but Robert, you don't get hangovers.
No, I don't. But I've gone for a beer, and this is another in my series of Duration Brewery beers I'm trying to get through before they explode, given that Duration Brewery has exploded on me before. I've gone from a pale ale to an American stout at 4.8%, and it's like your win-loss record in predicting these. It's called Ebb and Flow.
very good.
So it's a shame on the normal series we do the beer sommelier where we recommend one to go with it. I think that would have been a decent one for this.
It would, to be fair, yeah. It would reflect my record, like you say. I don't mind an American stout, to be honest. As far as they go, they're not too bad.
Well, I've given this 3 out of 5 on Untappd, which is my highest rating for a duration beer so far.
Very good. Very good. Hopefully you get some higher ones soon.
Yes, yeah, I think that they're due a good one.
Yeah, but not every brewery can be Tartarus, though, can they?
No, they can't. But if you do want to drink quality beer from Tartarus Beers, you can log on to tartarusbeers.co.uk, put in the promo code UTTPODCAST15 and get 15% off.
Very nice. I've actually just checked in the Poulter's Porter, and I've got my Beer of the World level 44 badge. Right. So that's a beer from at least 220 different regions around the world.
Wow.
Yeah, and my 150th porter.
Yeah, well done. Doing well there. Just have a quick look to see where this is from. Oh, this is from Norfolk, so we'll be heading towards a Norfolk badge with all this duration that I'm having.
No sleep till Thetford.
God, don't remind me.
we're still on that drive.
Yeah, well, talking about things that happened in the past, last week on the show, you made a couple of initial predictions. You weren't too sure. I didn't particularly want to nail your colours to the mast early on, but it's a Flip the Cup number one contender challenge match with Alex Reynolds of the Dark Order, Ricky Starks, Orange Cassidy, Preston Vance 10 from the Dark Order, former number one contender Captain Sean Dean, and number five of the Dark Order, Alan Angels. Now, I think you'd initially lean towards either Orange Cassidy or one of your previous picks of the Captain Sean Dean.
Yeah, I've been torn about it all week. It's just been racing through my mind. But as I mentioned last week, I am loyal. I stick by people who've done right by me. So I am going to go with the Captain Sean Dean. I think he's going to put in another belting performance. I think experience will shine through, although I do expect very good showing from Orange Cassidy. I expect more shenanigans from Ricky Starks. I don't know how. I don't know how he'll try and cheese it, but I think he will. My dark horse for the event is Alan Angels.
Yes, there's an appearance from Alan Angels, I believe, in any of these competitions.
Yeah, I don't know why, just a feeling, but I'm sticking with Sean Dean. You say nailing colours to the mast. I'm going with the captain of the ship.
Excellent work. Yeah, I mean, we have seen some decent debuts, notably Anna Jay getting to the final two of a number one contender in her debut on the show, Captain Sean Dean, actually winning.
Quite frankly, I think Anna Jay is due a return in one of these, due a second shot, because I still think she was treated harshly.
Yeah, well, goes from one extreme to the other with the judging in this competition, given Ricky Starks hasn't faced any sort of ban or whatever, even though we had VAR in the Gator Golf competitions, which we said they should have had in the the first season. They bring it back. He clearly cheated and nothing happens. It's just like, you know, when you're watching the VAR decisions and they go to Mike Dean on a dodgy decision and he agrees with them all the time.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, and never mind Mike Dean, because I've got Sean Dean.
Exactly. I wonder if they're related. Mm. So we're on Being the Elite, episode 238. We're 33 minutes and 25 seconds in.
And I'm ready on your mark.
So 3, 2, 1, play.
Oh,
he said he was BTE girl rather than boy. But he's got a Mr. Brody t-shirt on. It's a change of costume this time. So I think this could be a new day. So it's elimination style. So the person who manages to flip the cup last is eliminated. So Alex is his friend. Ricky Starks. He's forgotten Orange Cassidy's name. Handsome Orange head. Tell him to ask. Sean Dean, and he's trying to forget five. There was a thing in Being the Elite where they kept forgetting who five was. Which was bizarre, because Kenny Omega had given him so much in that match that they had, and then they treated him like an idiot on Being the Elite.
Is John Silver a bit drunk?
Yeah, the same Brendan Cutler's been eliminated. Oh, it's not Flip the Cup. Oh, do they have to drink and then slam it upside down? So they have to drink a finger of alcohol. So it's not just flipping the cup. Does this change anything, Dan?
Nope.
No.
Sean Dean can do it.
He can do it. Yeah, so they're in the Dark Order saloon, all those that are in the Dark Order.
I think Alan Angels is going to be drunk off one shot.
First round, and they're off. Oh, did you see Ricky Starks didn't flip his cup down before he drank, which he's supposed to do?
Preston Vance, Alan Angels is done. Come on, Sean.
Oh, Sean Dean's out first.
Oh, I'm terrible at these skits.
I think Ricky Starks was trying to cheat there, because you're supposed to slam. It's up, down, flip.
Hmm.
Although, to be fair, Ricky Starks is asking for a demonstration, so he clearly didn't understand the rules. And they're off again for the second round. Tens through Ricky Starks. Oh, Alan Angels is out. It's the two from the, as you face the screen right-hand side that are out. Oh, Tens have it. Ten took a hell of a lot of alcohol in there, and he still flipped before Ricky Starks, who's out.
Well, I'm glad Ricky's out because he's obviously been cheating.
And three. That mask is really holding Ten back. And Ten's out.
Oh, he's out.
And we're into a playoff. Mind you, I think Ten was just using an excuse to drink the amount he was having in each shot. So
he's gone with Orange Cassidy.
Reynolds getting. Oh, it's a 4-0 finish. That looks like a tie.
Yeah, that's definitely a tie. They've got to do another round.
It's a 4-0 finish.
Oh, I think that's Cassidy.
Yeah. Chucky T saying they've got to do it again. Oh, I've got that set like. Up, down. And they're flipping now. Reynolds wins.
Oh.
The Dark Order tag team explodes. Alex Reynolds versus John Silver.
Yeah, that was a little fist bump from Orange Cassidy, and we get a face off. A little beard tickle, that's nice.
Yeah, he should grab the beard, you know, Gwyn Davis, giant haystack style.
Ooh, beer pong.
They were supposed to be doing it tomorrow, but... Yeah, Brendan Cutler hasn't got the right equipment for next week, so they're going to have to use bottle caps, but there you go.
Oh, dear. I'm just like that, I'm 4-4.
I mean, it is difficult to predict a number one contender.
Yeah, but symptomatic of my luck, twice in a row on these setup games, I've picked the person who's been eliminated first.
Yes.
That is quite a talent.
Yeah, maybe we should do that next number one contender match, let you, do spread betting. So it's who do you think's going out first and who do you think's going to win?
And they'll be eliminated first and second.
Yeah. So what do you think to Ricky Starks? I mean, clearly he didn't understand the rules, but...
I think that's weaponized incompetence. I think he knew he'd get away with one. He decided to be an arse, and he got caught, and they thought, all right, okay, you know, one you can get away with. At least he didn't have the bad sense to try it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not buying that he didn't understand.
No, he's a bit of a shady character, and it's come through. You know, it strikes me as the sort of person that would cheat at solitaire.
Oh, I've not heard that one in a while, but yeah, you're absolutely right. He would. Anything to get an advantage.
Yeah, which is a shame, given some of the sporting nature we get from some of these competitors. I think Ten gave himself quite a handicap in this match because the mask was causing him a lot of trouble.
Yep.
And
quantity.
Someone else.
I mean, fair play to him. He was just there to participate. I don't think he was there to win. But, you know, when the worst outcome is that you get a bit drunk, I think that's pretty good.
It was like that third round where everyone else downed it and he was glugging away. Anything else he put in there?
Yeah. He's poured the entire can in. I know it was only White Claw, but bloody hell.
Yeah.
But it was good, clean fun for the most part, apart from Ricky Starks. And in the end, the two that with the best technique came down to the wire, and you can't really fault that.
Yeah, because you had been a little bit on the fence about predicting Orange Cassidy. Any regrets, given how deep you went?
I never regret loyalty. I don't regret sticking by Sean Dean. But, you know, if I'd have had money on it, I'd have been a bit more annoyed. But no, yeah. I'm just happy that I was half right in having Orange Cassidy as my backup.
Close, but no cigar. So, as we said, the Dark Order explodes. The reigning, defending, undisputed, most dominant ever, being the elite champion, John Silver, versus his tag team partner, Alex Reynolds, in a game of beer pong.
This is why we do Unput in the Territory. This is the big match. You know, it's nights like these that are just absolute sporting marvels. I don't know enough about Alex Reynolds' skill set to, you know, beyond cup flipping. And, well, actually, I suppose it stood him in good stead for, you know, just drinking wise. However, we have seen John Silver excel throwing the mustard packets. That's going to stand him in good stead for throwing the caps, because we don't have the proper balls for beer pong. I'm going to stick with John Silver. I will not be swayed on this. I think he's got it.
Excellent. So, I mean, you've been a John Silver backer every opportunity you've had so far, I believe.
Yeah, I think I've. But, you know, this time, as well as blind faith, I do have a bit of logic behind it. He's, like I say, he's got the mustard packet history. I think the more recent imbibing of alcohol, if they're doing it on the same night, may hamper Alex Reynolds. I think John Silver will be coming in slightly fresher man. I think that'll stand him in good stead.
And this is your chance to edge ahead again, because it's 4-4 in the predictions. Although three of those four that you've got right have been John Silver.
He can do it again for me. The forever champion. Being the elite boy. He's going to do it.
Excellent. Good stuff. So next time we're on to the beer pong. But before we get there, just to say, we are recording a lot of these in advance, so we don't have time for any feedback. But anyone that's listened to this, anyone that's shared the show, anyone that's got involved in any way, shape or form, we deeply appreciate, because it does mean a lot to us that you're helping us get through this niche of a niche, as you've said before, Dan.
Yeah, we both said it. And, you know, we'd be doing this sort of stuff anyway, because it's just fun to sit and chat and get overly invested in, you know, in daft sort of locker room games. But it does mean a lot to know that people are listening along, as they did in the first series. And, yeah, just join us in a bit of light-hearted idiocy as we crack on.
Excellent. So where else can people join you in a bit of light-hearted idiocy?
I'm over on that there. Twitter machine, that DanGriffin21. You can hear about such wisdom as the time I got off the bus this morning, turned right and immediately walked into the wing mirror, banging my head and getting laughed at by a bunch of school children. That's the kind of nonsense you can find over there. If you want to hear more of me talking about stuff, I'm over on SJP World Media, where I do the Doctor Who pod with Si Powell, looking at one episode or serial per Doctor per series. And I'm over on the Volley with my strike partners, the magnificent Matt Lewis and Connor from Connor Knows Footy, where we provide alternate commentary for Premier League games and beyond. Who knows where we'll land next? We've done the MLS. We'll be going back to it when their season starts again, no doubt, with Connor being a Columbus Crew fan. But we're all eager to branch out and try other stuff. So if your club's on TV in Britain, let us know.
Excellent. Yeah, well. My club is sometimes on TV in Britain, but, yeah, if Darren Moore's there, it's not going to be exciting. Darren Draw.
Violins out for Huddersfield.
Yeah. So you can find me at UTT Rob. It's really more about the mutuals than it is about the followers. I'm absolutely more than happy to follow back. On the same channel that listening to this, you can hear the One Man's Meat podcast with Danny at Scottish Juggalo and the real Chris Bellis. And they've gone through forgotten storylines of wrestling, wrestlers that might not get that much love, that kind of thing. They've also had a side project where they went through every episode of Wrestle Society X and Wrestle Society Extra. Really well researched, funny stuff. Should really get involved.
Yeah, and also the horror movie podcast, Disgusting Awful, where the research is so deep it gives more information than Netflix documentaries. Get on that too.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good stuff. In terms of our own side projects, we're currently on the road to Wembley 1981 and one of the most watched wrestling matches of all time, when 18 million people watched Big Daddy versus Giant Haystacks.
Yeah, and it's been a glorious education for me on a period of wrestling that I've never really seen before. So I've only knew by reputation and thoroughly enjoying going through that with you.
Yeah, no, it's really good. If you go back in the archives, you can hear the main show on Booking the Territory, where we looked at the first and last of wrestling, so debuts, finales, that kind of thing. And in terms of another side project that we had back in the archives, we were following legitimately the hardest man that ever lived, one David Tank Abbott. And if you go to the Twitter for that, at UTT Tank, you can get some hashtag Tank Thanks.
Because we're just not running out of them. They will just keep going forever.
They will indeed. Such as, Tank Abbott has already completed Grand Theft Auto 7.
And has started development on Grand Theft Auto 8.
Tank Abbott eats gummy bears and shits out grizzly bears.
It's true. Yeah, you don't want to see what happens when he eats a grizzly bear. Jesus.
And monsters check under their beds at night for Tank Abbott.
It's true. It's true. It's a very bizarre sort of reverse Monsters, Inc. scenario.
So next time we're over to the beer pong, a game that you have some experience in.
Yes, yes. Myself and Lauren, who's been on the main UTT show, we happen to be Adria Street and El Fantasmo in Newcastle after a North show some years ago. Although I will say I may have hit the winning shot, but Lauren cleaned up everywhere else because I was very drunk.
Well, you've got to play to your strengths, haven't you, Dan?
Well, that's what they were getting their abs out to try and distract us, but so that I just got my belly out as well. It was, thought fair game.
Yeah, and if you want to see that kind of content, head over to Dan's Only Dan's.
That's where I get paid to keep clothes on. It doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, on that bombshell, thank you for listening.
Let's play Gator Golf!
You got your Gator Golf clubs and your Gator Golf balls. Sink your putt in my Gator Golf jaws. My Gator Golf tail flicks it back for more. While your Gator Golf club keeps your Gator Golf score.
Let's play that again! Come on, let's play Gator Golf!